Chapter 4, Clowning Around. The trip from Calcutta to Hong Kong would take them 10 to 12 days. Auda soon became familiar with her protectors and expressed her gratitude for being rescued over and over again. The weather on the final days of the voyage became very bad. The boat moved so slowly that it would reach Hong Kong 20 hours behind schedule. But Phileas Fogg never worried. On the morning of the 6th, land was sighted. Fogg was more than 24 hours behind. The steamboat for Yokohama would be missed. But the captain had some good news for them.
"The Carnatic had a broken boiler and could not leave yesterday," said he. "She'll sail for Yokohama tomorrow at high tide."
By 1 p.m., the passengers of the Rangoon went ashore. Fogg went to search for Auda's uncle, who was a wealthy merchant. He learned that her uncle had made a huge fortune and retired to Holland 2 years ago. Auda was disappointed when she heard the news.
"What shall I do now?"
she asked. "You'll come around the world and back to Europe with us. Then I can take you to Holland," replied Fogg. Fogg sent Passepartout to the Carnatic to buy 3 tickets to Yokohama. Inside the ship's office, he learned that the repairs to the Carnatic had been completed ahead of schedule. The ship would be leaving that evening instead of the following morning.
"That's good news for my master," said Passepartout.
Passepartout met Mr. Fix in front of the Carnatic. Fix invited him to a tavern for a drink. They ordered 2 bottles of red wine. When they were drinking, Fix said,
"Well, I'm going to tell you everything. I am a police detective. I'm following Fogg. He is the bank robber. You must help me."
"This is nonsense,"
shouted Passepartout.
"I could never betray my master."
"Well," said Mr. Fix, "then act like I've told you nothing. Let's finish the drink."
Fix put a drug in Passepartout's drink without being noticed. Angrily, Passepartout took his drink and instantly went to sleep. As Passepartout did not come back by the next morning, Fogg decided that they would have to leave without him. He and Auda traveled to the dock. There they met Mr. Fix and learned that the Carnatic had sailed the night before. Fogg began to wander around the dock, searching for a vessel he could hire. Fogg met Captain Bunsby, who had a small fast ship named the Tankadur. Bunsby told them that Yokohama was too far. They couldn't get there by the time the boat for San Francisco departed.
"But there is another way," said Bunsby. "The steamboat for Yokohama to San Francisco starts in Shanghai at 7 p.m. on the 11th. We can make the 800 miles to Shanghai in time to catch that boat."
Fogg made a deal with Bunsby and then told Mr. Fix that he could accompany them at no expense. As the sails of the ship were hoisted, Fogg looked for Passepartout once again. But Passepartout did not show up as the Tankadir left for Shanghai. By 7 p.m. on the evening of the 11th, they were only 3 miles outside of Shanghai Harbor. As they neared the port, they saw black smoke rising up from a steamer. It was the American steamer leaving Shanghai for San Francisco.
"Signal her,"
Phileas Fogg said quietly. The captain raised a signal flag and fired a little cannon. Meanwhile, Passepartout rushed to the Carnatic, which was just about to leave after he awoke. He searched the ship for Phileas Fogg and Auda, but failed to find them. He knew he would have nothing once he reached Japan. At dawn on the 13th of November, the Carnatic entered the port of Yokohama. Passepartout went ashore, feeling worried about how he would survive. Passepartout knew he needed to find a way to make money and get out of Japan. After walking around for 2 days, he saw a clown holding a sign written in English. The sign read, "Great attraction, the long noses,
Acrobatic Japanese Troupe, the Honorable William Batukar, Proprietor. Last presentations, prior to their departure for the United States.
The United States?
Thought Passepartout.
That's where I want to go.
He followed the clown. At a large arena, he met William Batukar. After a short interview, Batukar decided to use him as a clown. Passepartout's first performance with the long noses was at 3 p.m. The arena was quickly filled with people from Europe, China, and Japan. During the performance, the long noses formed a human pyramid that reached all the way to the ceiling. As the pyramid reached the ceiling, Passepartout saw two familiar faces in the audience. There were Phileas Fogg and Aouda.
Master! Master!
Passepartout cried. He crawled out from under the base of the pyramid. The human pyramid collapsed. Long-nosed clowns fell everywhere. Passepartout, is that you? Asked Fogg.
It is me, monsieur.
Very well, then. Let's go to the steamer. Mr. Batukar was furious. He demanded payment for the breakage of his human pyramid. Fogg handed him some money. Then they boarded the American steamboat, the General Grant. Passepartout was still wearing wings and a long nose. Passepartout told his master what had happened in Hong Kong, but he didn't mention that Mr. Fix had tricked him. He felt that the time was not right for that revelation. Aouda soon found her feelings toward Fogg deepening. Passepartout also made the happy discovery. Mr. Fix was still in pursuit of Phileas Fogg. He remained concealed to avoid Passepartout's anger. But Passepartout and Fix met on the deck. When Passepartout saw Fix, he grabbed him by the throat and punched him in the face. Fix brushed himself off and said,
I still think he's the bank robber, but I want him back in England, where his crime can be proven in a court of law.
22 days later, the General Grant entered San Francisco Bay. Phileas Fogg had neither gained nor lost a single day.